The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Yo, what's up? It's Patrico, and welcome back to another episode of You're Better Than That, where we explore basically focusing on the positives in life. My name, again, Tony Patrico, and today we have an episode that I want to kind of talk to you about just living your life negatively and then how to tap into that positivity in your life. First things first, as is tradition, I am not a mental health expert. I'm not a counselor, I'm not a therapist, I am barely educated, no college degree, I'm a 38-year-old former radio dude who's now working in sales, divorced, now engaged to an amazing girl, and I had a social media controversy that caused me to lose my career, some friends, my status in the city, which I was born, raised, and loved, but this is who I am. So every word that you hear during this podcast, just know it's me, it's my brain, it's my thoughts, it's my feelings. If they hit you in a way that sparks an emotion, then maybe I did something right. And if this helps one person or 100 people or just me, then my job is done and this was all worth it. And hopefully you get something out of it. And if you don't, just know that I do get something out of this. So let's dive right into this. You know, life can sometimes throw you some real shit curveballs. And that is no joke. And it's easy to get caught up in that negativity real quick. Because trust me, I know from firsthand experience that it isn't fun, it's not easy, it's definitely not realistic to live a successful and happy life that way. But today, I challenge you to look into how you can shift your focus to the positives, and eventually when you learn to do that, that can bring about some pretty rad changes. So to kick things off, let's talk about why it is so important for us to change focus from the negative to the positive. I mean, the obvious is that it's easier to stay positive. Being happy is way more fun. It's way easier to cruise through life. But the problem is that's not realistic. The world that we live in is so fast-paced that stress and pressure from, you know, your job or your family or your own personal pressures can weigh you down quicker than ever. So whether that be losing your dream job or not having money to provide for your family or an argument with a friend or a family member, it does not matter. Stress sucks, drags you down. And of course, stress can lead to depression, which then can lead to way more negativity. But if you shift your mindset, then there's a shot that you can tap into a whole new level of let's effing do this and let's find the strength to overcome anything that comes your way. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, you keep saying that, but how do I even shift my focus? How do I even start? Well, it's not easy at all, because first and foremost, if it was easy, everyone would be happy, and that's not today. So how do you do it? Well, before you do anything, it all starts with self-awareness. Take a moment. Think about, this is going to sound really stupid, think about your thoughts. Think about your emotions. Take a second to do that and answer these questions. Are you happy? And not while you're at work, not while you're with your friends, not while you're out partying. Are you happy? If you answered yes, that's a great start. But it doesn't end just there. When you start to think if you're happy or not, what thoughts popped into your head? Was it your finances? Was it your love life? Your friends? Your own mental thoughts? What do those thoughts bring you? Were they mostly negative or were they mostly positive? Because I remember putting myself in a scenario where, a year ago, you could have walked up to me and handed me a check for $1,000. And instead of thinking, holy shit, I just got $1,000. I looked at it as, well, $1,000 is nice, but what is this going to do? This isn't going to change my life. This can maybe cover a little bit of my mortgage, but what about bills? What about trying to get my kids a life they love? You know, directly to the negative, almost instantly. And forget the fact that someone truly could have just offered me life-changing money. And I know, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot, but at the time, $1,000 could have drastically changed my life. but I wasn't focused on the positive. I was solely looking at the negative of everything. I'd get a job interview, something that should be celebrated, but instead I just immediately thought, how quickly will I get the no thanks, the rejection? It's just where I was at the time, and it wasn't good, but recognizing all these patterns in the way I was thinking, that was the first step towards making that change. And also, just because you're happy doesn't mean that you're positive. I made great money. I wasn't struggling. I had a great gal. I had my dream job. I got to do cool things on a weekly basis. And was I happy? Yeah. On the surface, did it look like I was happy? Hell yeah. But inside, I constantly focused on the negative. And I had for my entire life. For every cool experience I got to have, there were 100 different times where I thought everyone around was talking bad about me, judging me. That's my mindset. That's how I lived, and it wasn't healthy. And unfortunately, I got to experience what that really felt like too. And guess what? Sucks. But the good thing is this. Once you've identified those negative patterns, you can rework them. Now, instead of dwelling on what's going wrong, shift your attention to what's going right. Let's go back to that $1,000 scenario. Think of all the positive ways I could have looked at it. There are countless ways I could have celebrated the fact that someone wanted me to succeed and they wanted to help out, but I couldn't see it that way. Instead, I would have probably focused on, well, what do they want from me in return? I can't accept this. I can't pay this back. What I should have been doing and what I've really worked on in the past year of my life is celebrating even the smallest victories and finding that gratitude in the little things. And trust me, the simple shift can have such a great impact on your overall well-being. I'm being honest. And I wish I had all the answers, but by now you know that I don't. I just can only give you my thoughts, which is the entire concept really behind this podcast. And I think I've started almost every episode with the disclaimer, I am not, nor will I ever be a therapist. This is all that just what lives in my head, and it's things that I've done to help me out. And I say this because everyone is different. Everyone has different shit going on. Everyone has different personalities and social groups. But regardless of your status, you can control your mindset and your perception of things. I read a book called The Daily Stoic. I have no stake in this game at all. But the other day, there was a chapter that talked about controlling your mindset. And the author, a guy named Ryan Holiday, mentioned that we as people are three things. We are mind, body, and breath. Now, you can have your body injured or tortured or captured or diseased. You don't have full control of your body. You can have your breath stopped when it's time to eventually, for the final time, check out of this place. You can also very morbidly have the breath stolen from you by another person. But one thing that you can have absolute control over is your mind, your emotions, and your thoughts. But sometimes you need help, and that help comes in a ton of different forms. First, let's talk about the power of surrounding yourself with positivity. Now, we all know that the company we keep plays a huge role in shaping how we think. So take a look at your inner circle. Are there people who constantly bring you down and drain your energy? With the exception of a few pieces of that circle, yeah, mine's pretty rock solid. And I think because of that circle, it might be one of the few reasons that I'm still able to do this podcast and I'm still able to wake up every day. And if you don't feel that way, then it might be time to make some adjustments. Surround yourself with folks who actually build you up and want the best out of you. I know I mentioned in the past, but it's pretty important. Another crucial aspect of all of this, of that forced positive shift, is self-care. I mean, fellas, I'm talking to you specifically here. So important. You got to prioritize your physical and your mental well-being. I fully admit I was never the guy that thought I would be going, you know, taking Lexapro and going to counseling and meditating. But guess what? I do all that now. And if that makes me a wuss or a dork or a nerd, so fucking be it. Because you got to make time for these things that bring you a joy and just to recharge your batteries. Go play softball or go to a wrestling show or watch your favorite stupid movie. Go for a walk. Hey, guess what? Eat a carton of your favorite ice cream. Regardless of what it is, it's time to treat yourself because the effect is going to have, mind-blowing results for you. Finally, something that I definitely need to be much, much better at. Let's talk about the power of goal setting. Setting clear and achievable goals that helps you stay focused and motivated. Listen, I am a dreamer. So my goals are usually not attainable and are usually pretty muddied instead of being clear. But it's fine because remember, it's not just about the destination. It's about getting to that destination. So it's about the challenges and the setbacks during the way. These are all opportunities for you to grow a little bit. So celebrate your progress. No matter how small, celebrate it and then push forward. Also, you want to talk about having a positive mentality and how that doesn't mean really just ignoring and pushing off all the tough shit. It's about acknowledging those challenges and finding the ways to work your way through them. So let's talk about some things that help get us to that positive mindset, okay? Gratitude, for sure. Practicing gratitude, dude, it's like a superpower. That can instantly shift the way you look at things. Take a moment each and every day and really think about things that you're grateful for. And again, I don't care how big or how small. It could be as simple as that first cup of coffee or a buddy inviting you to the baseball game. By looking at those positive aspects of our life, we invite way more positivity in. And to be honest with you, another thing that helps is positive self-talk. How many times have you caught yourself being negative to yourself? For me, it's pretty often. Way more often about a year ago. I couldn't even get my inner voice to sound happy. Even if the best day ever happened, there was a part of me that always crept in and said, yeah, but you fucked this all up. And I promise you, we've all been there. But here's the thing. The way that we talk to ourselves really does matter. Flip the script and replace those critical thoughts with ones that are actually going to build you up. If you're not treating yourself like your own best friend, what the hell is wrong with you? Following that up is something I'm also pretty familiar with, and that's setbacks. Because again, we all experience them. They can be tough to handle, some tougher than others. But guess what? Here's a secret. Not the end of the world. These, again, are opportunities for you to go, okay, now it's go time. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Many times I saw these setbacks and failures as the absolute end for me. And trust me, without getting into too much detail and sharing things that you nor I would like to get into, I was ready for that and acceptant of that. There was a time I actually was told that I would be never able to find work in this city ever again. And we're not just talking radio here. This man told me after I was hired and then subsequently let go less than 24 hours later, that I would have to move out of the city to find work. And guess what? I believed him. No matter how hard I tried at moving forward, I felt like I was cemented in place until I told myself the only way that you're going to do anything that's halfway worth a shit with the rest of your life is to actually live. Be in it. And don't just move around like a robot vacuum, bumping into things and just kind of going through the motions. I'd be getting the job done of quote unquote living, but it would just be a repeat of the same down, sad life over and over again. I couldn't do it. So I told myself, a lot of folks want you to fail. Hell, I had a whole group of people that tried their best and succeeded to tell the city that I love that I am the worst person that lives here. It sucked and it still sucks. There are people out there who still think I'm a molester and a predator and a criminal, none of which are true. There are people out there that think that I fucked up a great opportunity, which is 100% true. But I didn't commit any crimes. I didn't molest anyone. I made a mistake and I own it and I've accepted it. And the negative outlook of me could have spent my time bitching and complaining and causing a huge fit about all of it, but I didn't. I respect everyone and their emotions on how they viewed me. If you wanted me in your life, I want to show you how hard I'm working to show you who I truly am. And if you don't want me in your life, I respect that too. But what I want to do is I want to give people the hardest time ever finding a way to make me feel the way I felt before. And I feel like I'm pretty successful with that right now. What did this giant rant mean? To be honest, not sure. But I can tell you this, embrace the lessons that your setbacks and your failures bring you, because if you don't learn from them and you don't keep moving forward, you know, you're going to live in that thing that, I failed. And I know this is super cheesy, but it really isn't about how many times you fail. It's how you come back, man. And it's how you learn from those lessons. And again, I want to stress this fact. I don't know why you're feeling the way that you feel. I don't know the answer on how to get you to not feel that way. All I know is that I've lived my life with a pretty negative outlook for a really long time. Even at my happiest of times, I still was primarily negative. And it led to a very negative outcome. But even as recently as this week, I've tried to stop that. If it rains outside when I have outdoor plans, hell, good for the grass. If I have plans for a really awesome concert that I eventually can't go because of whatever reason, all good. Save some money, got some downtime. Now, regardless of what it is, I try my absolute best to find a positive. And sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes shit just sucks, man. And you get a bad test result regarding your health. You have a big deal that doesn't close, or even you get in a fight with your partner or a friend or a family member. Guess what? Shit happens. And it's not about how you act in that situation. Give yourself time to be pissed, to be down, to be mopey, to be fed up. But then it's all about what you do after that. I know I'm rambling and I'll end with this, and it's something I've said often lately. I have zero control of yesterday. Hell, I can't control 30 seconds ago. That's just how this is. But I do have the opportunity to control tomorrow. I can control 30 seconds from right now. And that's all I can do. Focus on the now. Focus on tomorrow. Who do you want to be, and how are you going to show folks that you are the best version of you? I'm not saying living positively will get you the perfect result that you're looking for, but I'll tell you this, it's a ton better than the alternative. So whether it's something you need to hear, whether it's something you need to be reminded of, or this is just a simple reminder to myself, remember,
you're better than that!